Now that all human life is on the line, just how long is too little time? We try again, even when failing is not an option. We can observe and listen. It's not always so simple. We may not be open or willing to learn. Have you read about the Germans and British on the battlefield in World War I? On Christmas Eve, they took a break to sing, put the war on hold, and then hug. Have you heard about those aging elders, no longer able to chew their own food, so their children chew for them and then pass it along, already chewed? We can copy to learn, other animals do, but only humans can copy ideas and decide to think it all through. Educe, to draw out from within, finding what resonates and where one has been. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. So long ago, it's been said. Experience firsthand, encounter the world, perceive the dangers ahead. Through interactions and social constructions, concepts, deceptions, and modes of deduction, while fears are building nothing but walls and banning of books and stifling ideas, what we know in our guts may be wrong. They tried to teach us paradigms to guide us for the rest of time until they just weren't apt anymore. Learning for a future of dignity must be something someone conceived in a moment of powerful clarity for any future at all to be seen. For people and the planet, as though these are one, habitability or life is undone. So where can we look? Where did we come from? Meaning makers are we, stumbling along in a universe born of a very big bang and stars cooling, elements dispersed, planets forming through chemical reaction. Then simple cells, then humans appear in tragic dissatisfaction, in groups and tribes and tangled webs and so-called civilization. It's okay if in death our decomposition becomes the nutrition for all else to live. And even if it's not okay, we find ourselves here in the great food chain. Exploitation just might seal our fate. In dignity, we recognize biology, not ecocide. We're humbled. The future won't wait. Collectively, we might find we agree and then find we still got it all wrong. What we learn, we accumulate. Right or wrong, we anticipate with careless mistakes and acts of waste of air and soil and seas and sand and little babies. Human motives, intentions, emotions have yet to be accounted for in ways that bring the future in focus at present in all that we do. As relationships wither, we're flailing, we're failing, but hey, we can learn from that too. And some of us have already been taught, immunized against new thought. We have some unlearning to do. New ways of seeing, of knowing and being. Cultures collapse, yes they do. And species do go extinct. Evidence, though so compelling, ricochets and can't gain entry. And who's to say who knows how to think? Pretend if we have to. Performing is learning. Embodied knowledge enables transcending. To learn is to grow and then to make it so.